the Highlands here on WISR 680, also online at WISR680.com and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. I'm Scott Briggs with you here on 680 AM. At the half, the Knock Knights with a 36-25 lead in this series. 33 wins for the Rams, 32 wins for the Knights. Highlands has won the last four, but before that, Knock had won seven in a row. So the Knights not only looking to break their losing streak against the Golden Rams, but they're also looking to break the Rams' streak of 15 consecutive home wins. Well, we got a long way to go in this one, and as Knock Highland games usually go, big leads don't last. Look for somewhere about mid part of the quarter to this lead get down to, or the Knights, it's going to change. It's just the way these games go with these two teams. Well, we're set to go with the start of the second half for the Golden Rams. It's Mason Swanger, the leading scorer. He will be on the bench to start the second half. And the Knock Knights, Scott Frazier, leading scorer in the game with 16. Knock starting five, Scheit, Schreckengast, Frazier, McKee, and Sanks. And remember, Schreck has three fouls already. So I'm guessing he's not going to be watching Johnny Christ. Knock will inbound from the far side to start the second half. And we are underway. Scheit in the backcourt, working against Pacey. Pacey, Myers, Cohen, Scheit. Here's Frazier in the paint, puts up a shot, and draws the foul. Little fake. Christ came down on top of him, and Frazier at the line to shoot two to start the second half. Second foul on Johnny Christ, and this will be Frazier's third trip to the foul line. He's 2 for 5, which is unusual for Scott. He misses there. So coming into tonight, Frazier shooting 85%. And that number has dropped. Second shot from Frazier is up, and that time is good. You could tell in his delivery was just different than the first one. So Knights by 12. Cochran across the top to Christ. Christ goes in, pulls back outside. Back to Pacey on the wing to Myers. Myers looks to drive, shut off at the foul line, gets it to Pacey. Pacey inside, dumps it back underneath to Myers, who goes to the baseline, pulls outside. Sanks has him cornered in the corner, and here's a pass across. Frazier with the steal. Frazier going in against Christ, goes up, lefts it up, no good. Tough one for Frazier to go against the tall Christ. Scott tried to go with a little bit of fancy flipping the ball around, and it didn't work out to his advantage. And Highlands has the ball. Here's Cochran trying to come in. Baseline runner knocked away by Schreckengast. Knocked it right to Cochran, but Cochran was standing out of bounds. Well, here come Knights back down the floor. Scheit working against Pacey across the timeline. Scheit right wing to Schreckengast. Trekker drops back across to Frazier, far side, McKee in the corner to Sanks. Julian, no room to shoot, goes back underneath to McKee. McKee with a shot is up and in for good. And Brady McKee, 4 in the game, and the Knights now up 39-25. Christ down the right wing, loses his dribble, comes back to the middle to Cochran. Cochran outside to Myers. Sanks all over him. Myers, Pacey, looks for the cutter. There's Christ down the lane, tries to lay it up and in. And away it goes, and Schreckengast with a save. Gets it to Sanks across to Scheit. Scheit into the corner. Frazier, three-pointer. Good by Scott Frazier. 19 for the Knock Knight Jr. Here's a quick toss down the floor to Cohen. Goes in for two. And here's a steal by Pacey, gets it out to Cohen for three, and Cohen's three goes off. Pacey with a rebound. Knock just not paying attention there. Underneath it goes to Christ, and the ball knocked away by Scheit, but he got too much arm on Christ. And for Jake Scheit, his second, and Johnny Christ at the line to shoot two. Christ has 7 in the game, including 1 for 2 from the foul line. 42-27 Knock. Christ with the first one, rolls it in. Swanger comes back in for the Golden Rams, and you got to watch him. He's a three-point specialist, but he's only 5'6", and they may be kind at that. Christ's second one is good. Johnny Christ, 9 in the game. Here comes Scheich quickly down the floor for Nock. Here comes the double team. Goes across the floor to Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss back out to Scheich. Scheich, far side, Frazier. Three-pointer from Frazier. And he nails another one. Scott Frazier, and the Knights up 45-29. Boy, is he feeling his oats. There may not be a better player in this section right now than Scott Frazier. Christ goes baseline. Frazier there with him, and Christ puts it high off the glass after pushing Frazier to the ground. Frazier into the corner, McKee. Up top it comes to Scheich, swings it around. Three-pointer from Schreckengoss, off the back, no good. Rebound to Swanger. Swanger across the top to Cochran. Cochran to the base, to the basket, loses the ball, comes off his foot out of bounds. I don't know whether Julian Sanks may got a piece of that as he went by, but another turnover by the Golden Rams, and the Nock Knights with the basketball. Scheich just sort of waits for things to clear out. Here comes the double team. Around it comes to Sanks. Sanks into the paint. Sanks with a little left-hander goes up and in. Julian Sanks. Was a pretty shot by Julian. A little underhand floater. 47-31 Knock. Cochran with it right wing to Christ. Christ down the lane. Into the paint. Shot is up and bounces in. Christ trying to take over here with 6 in the quarter. Scheich to Sanks on the right wing. Three-pointer from Julian Sanks is off. And a rebound by Cohen. Julian never really got set on that one. Cohen going to the baseline. No good. Ball tipped away. And a foul called on Knock on the rebound. Julian Sanks. And for Julian, his first foul. Ball on the floor. Not a shot. So the Rams will inbound from the corner. 47-33. Knock in the lead. 4:11 to go in the third. Inbound to Christ in the paint. He goes around, floats it up. It goes off, gets his own rebound, and puts it back. Really not an answer for Christ in the block, in the paint by the Nock Knights. Here's Scheich into the corner to Sanks. Ball knocked off of Sanks' hands by Cochran, and Nock will keep it in front of their own bench. Frazier inbound to Scheich. Scheich far side to Frazier, goes baseline runner. Frazier in, layup, good. And Scott Frazier just on fire tonight. Into the corner, Swanger. Can't get a shot off. Out it comes to Christ. Looking against Frazier. Here comes Christ in. Christ with a layup, good. Christ 10 in the quarter for the Golden Rams, and they've cut the lead to 11. Scheich far side, Frazier into the corner, McKee. McKee looking for a place to go. Has to come back outside. And here's a steal by Christ. And Christ unable to hang on to the ball. And out of bounds it goes. Not a good pass by the Knights down the wing. Right now they got to find a defensive answer for Johnny Christ. And one of the defensive answers is go down and score at the other end. Far side, Schreckengoss gets it off to Sanks. Julian working it outside. Schreckengoss in the corner. Jared comes back up the court. And then the carry. Jared trying to come around. Cochran is playing good defense. And Schreckengoss called for the carry. So the Golden Rams can cut the lead under 10 here. There comes Cochran across the timeline. Cochran with a dump in on the low post to Cochran, or to dumped it in to Christ, and Christ called for the travel. Knock got their hand on the ball, and Christ was stutter stepping. I think one official is going to call a foul. And Scheich and Schreckengoss quickly get the ball down the floor. Into the corner to Sanks, can't get the three off. And he loses the ball to Pacey. Pacey going the other way against Scheich. Shot is up all across the top, and Scheich's going to be rung up for that foul. All right, now the Golden Rams got the momentum in their favor, but they're not scoring any points. Pacey at the line to shoot two, and Knock just needs to settle things down here. Pacey did shoot two, could cut the lead under 10. Misses off the front. Lang is in and Scheidt is out. Jake a little upset with himself. But Juzik set to come in if there's a make. And Pacey gets the second one. That's his first point of the game. But Juzik in and McKee out. Got to give Brady a little bit of a breather here with 2:36 to go and the Knights by 11 here in the third quarter. Ryan Lang gets it off to Schreck and Goss. Schreck down the left wing. Goes underneath to Bajuzic, comes across the top, and Knock loses it again. Another turnover on a bad pass by Knock. They go to Kreis for the alley-oop dunk, and he gets it. Johnny Kreis on fire now. Lang, far side, Schreck and Goss. Frazier now with a baseline move. He comes outside to Lang. Lang with a drive out to Frazier. Frazier across to Sanks. Three-pointer from Julian. Bounces around and out. Kreis with a rebound. Kreis down the right wing. It goes to Cochran's with a Cochran baseline shot is up and good. And a foul call. Right now, the Knights need a timeout. The Golden Rams have cut the lead now, 49-42. And Highlands has all the momentum. And remember what I told you when we started this quarter. Don't look for that lead to last. It never does in these games. And Cochran to shoot the and one. Kreis will get come to the sideline for water. 49-42. Cochran's shot is up and good. Here comes Lang with the ball. Lang across the timeline. Goes right wing to Sanks. Back to Lang. Lang still outside. Sanks in the corner. Guarded by Cochran. Reaches in and knocks it away, but Julian able to get it back. Lang into the paint. Out to Frazier. Frazier back and forth to Lang. Lang with a drive. Out to Sanks. Sanks in and out. Knock just being patient here. This is what they need to do. Lang far side. Frazier looks off the shot. Frazier into the corner to Bajuza. Now to Lang with a minute 21. Lang outside Frazier. Three-pointer from Frazier is air ball. Rebound McKee and put back. Whoa, outstanding effort by Brady McKee. Got that air ball, put it back up and in for two, and Knock needed those points. Cochran far wing to Myers. Myers with a drive into the paint. Myers shot up and no good. Rebound McKee. He gets it to Lang with under a minute to go. Far wing Bajuzic. Bajuzic baseline. Bajuzic's shot is up, doesn't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Golden Rams, and Knock will keep it under the basket. 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ryan Lang will inbound left side of his own hoop. The Knights trying to weather the storm here by the Golden Rams. Lang into the corner to Sanks. Sanks step back three. Not a good shot by Julian, but he gets his own rebound. Goes to Frazier with a jumper from 12. That's short. Rebound to Lang. Gets it to Frazier down the lane. Layup and in. And a timeout taken. With 38 seconds to go, the Knights got the lead. Back to 10, 53-43. Timeout by Knock. Well, this is exactly what we expected in this game. Team gets up to a lead, and it doesn't usually last. You have to weather the storm, and the Knock Knights doing that here. They got the two-pointer by Sanks, and then Frazier with a couple. Frazier with 27 in the game thus far. Outstanding performance for Scott Frazier. That's a 10-point Knock lead, and again, in this game, that doesn't mean a lot. It just means you have a couple of mistakes you can make. But the Golden Rams, with the alley-oop dunk by Johnny Kreis, got them going. But Knock able to weather that storm. Got the crowd going here. Need to put Adam Bajuzic on Kreis. Get a charge call. Kreis can get some serious air. So the Rams will have the ball, 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And they're down 10 to the Nauk Knights. Pacey across the timeline to Kreis. Kreis will wing it around to the right with 30. Rams to Cochran. Up top it comes Pacey. Myers on the left side. Back to Pacey. Pacey around to the right corner. Back to Pacey with 18. Pacey left side. Here's Myers for three. Off the front, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Cochran. And a shot and a bucket to Cochran. Foul on McKee. So Luke Cochran with another opportunity at the and one with 9 seconds to go. So the Knights with an opportunity to come down the floor here, get it back to perhaps a 10-point lead. No lead is safe in this gym. Cochran's shot is up, rolls off, and the rebound tipped up in the air, and Nauk comes down with it with five. Schreckengoss trying to get rid of the ball, gets it to Bajuzic with one, and Nauk will not get a shot off. So the end of the third quarter, the Knights with an 8-point, 53-45 lead over the Highlands Golden Rams, and a lead that was once 12. We'll be back to Highlands with quarter number four right after these messages.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
And welcome back for the fourth quarter. Scott Briggs with you on WISR, also online at WISR680.com and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Nauk leading as we go to the fourth, 53-45, but Highlands really has the momentum now. So we would expect this fourth quarter to be a dandy. Johnny Kreis with the ball. He had 10 points in that quarter. Here's a knockaway by the Knights and a steal as McKee comes down the far side. Off the shite, right around it goes to Schreckengoss, and Nauk sets up the offense. Frazier in the corner. He's got the ball now, takes it up high. Frazier looking back into the corner to Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss tries to come in, drops it off to Frazier, sees an opening, and pulls back outside. Schreck in the corner. Schreck with a baseline move into the corner to McKee outside. Here's Scheit for three, and Jake Scheit with a big three-pointer for the Nauk Knights. And the Knights up 11 with 7:20 to go. Cochran with a jumper in the foul line. Doesn't go. Rebound McKee. Off to Scheit on the wing. Jake outside to Frazier. He'll pull outside. Nauk again needs to be patient here. Scheit with the ball. Far side, Bajuzic. Bajuzic outside to Frazier. Comes back across to McKee. Scheit in the corner. Jake up top to Schreckengoss. Off to Frazier as Nauk plays catch out front. Being patient here, Bajuzic on the wing. Schreck looking inside. Well defended. Here's Schreck with a turn and go. Floater is up off the front, no good. Kreis can't handle the ball, and out of bounds it goes. And so the Nauk Knights will keep possession of the ball. Knights need to really be careful with shot selection here. Good shots. Scheit will inbound right side of his own hoop. Gets it into McKee. McKee has the ball poke checked out of his hand by Cochran. He comes the length of the floor. Cochran puts up a shot, doesn't go, but draws the foul. He reached in on the back and knocked it away. And Scheit with a foul, Jake's fourth. Puts Cochran at the line to shoot two. Six in the game for Luke Cochran. He averages 21. Cochran's first one is up and good. Cuts the lead to 10. 56-46 Knox. 6.5 to go. Cochran's second one is up and good. And quickly knocked back the other way as Scheit comes down the near wing. Scheit spins back to the top, crosses over to Schreckengoss, back to Scheit. Now Frazier on the far side. Frazier, here comes the double team. Frazier takes off to the corner. Frazier down along the baseline and draws the foul. Second foul. And that's going to go against Pacey, his third. So Knox will inbound left side of their own hoop. 6:13 to go, up by 9. Ball knocked out by Swanger on the attempted inbound pass, and Knox will do it again here. Frazier, ready to bring it in around Kreis, gets it into the corner to Bajuzic. Bajuzic looks inside, and then the ball's stolen away as he tried to get it out. Double teamed. Here comes Kreis. Kreis going to go underneath, puts it up, blocked by McKee. McKee gets it ahead to Scheit on the wing. Scheit underneath. Here's Frazier going in. Frazier shot good. Knocked back by 11. 5:53 to go. Here's Cochran down the lane. Cochran walks with it. Oh, my God. He took three steps. And they knock. They give the Knights a foul call. Oh, my goodness. He took three steps from the three-point line to the basket. And no travel call. Cochran at the line to shoot two. Misses the first. ...58-47 knock, 5:48 to go. Sanks back in the game as Bajuzic sits. And Cochran gets the second one. And a timeout taken. 5:48 to go. 10-point game. Don't go anywhere. Still going to be a lot of exciting basketball. We'll be back right after this timeout.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
58-48, Knock in the lead with 5:48 to go in the game. That'll be Knock basketball. Highlands will go with a full court pressure here. On Knock. First time they've done that tonight. And Knock easily down the floor. Gets it out to the far side to Frazier. Frazier runs in. Frazier down the lane. Shot up and good. Boy, Scott Frazier saw the opening and took it. Easy two for Frazier. Knights by 12. Cochran baseline runner. Cochran's shot is up off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. Schreck gets it. And he gets it off to Bajuzic. Or to Sanks. And a double dribble by Julian Sanks. Sanks got the ball, dribbled once, stopped, then took off and dribbled again. So Knock with another turnover gives Highlands the ball back, but Knock leads by 12. Frazier going to Kreis, and here's a steal by McKee again on the pass to Kreis in deep off of the inbound pass. Scheit goes baseline, and a foul called. Foul is called on the Golden Rams. Cochran, his first. A knuckle inbound right. So Cochran almost got a technical. And the officials with a discussion here as Knock tried to drive the baseline. Three fouls on the Golden Rams, seven on Knock. Oh. Officials talking with the coach now. I'm not sure what Nock wants to think that he was going to shoot and it should be a two-shot foul. The officials say no, it was on the floor. So Nock will inbound from underneath the basket here. 5:11 to go, up by 12. Scheit tries to get it in, and it's kicked by Pacey as Scheit tried to put it through his legs for a streaking Scott Frazier. And Scheit to inbound again for Nock. Scheit into the corner. Sanks for three. Off the side, and the rebound comes down to Pacey. Nock without a lot of threes here. Pacey with the ball tries to draw it inside and walks with it. So Highland's turning the ball over here more than we normally would see a Highlands team do it. A couple of turnovers here. They've had chances to cut in this lead, but neither team, Nock can't add to it, and Highlands can't cut into it. Again, the Golden Rams now with a full court pressure as Frazier tries to get it in. Into Schreckengost. Schreckengost across to Frazier. Frazier takes off with it. Frazier in the corner to McKee. McKee up top to Sanks, and now to Scheit. Nock will start to work some clock here. Frazier back to Scheit. Clock at 4:40 to go. Knights by 12. Scheit working against Kreis. Gets the count. And around it comes to Frazier. Frazier looks inside. McKee was there, but doesn't go there. Scheit outside, working against Kreis. In the corner, Schreckengost. Back out to Frazier, and Schreckengost play catch. Clock to 4:16 to go. Frazier with a drive, goes to the foul line, and goes under to McKee. McKee in the paint, up top to Sanks, and Nock pulls it back outside. Scheit with the ball, Scheit with a double team, comes through it, and then a foul. They double team Jake, and he went through the double team, which is exactly what you're supposed to do, and draws the foul. It'll be the fourth team foul on the Golden Rams that goes against Luke Cochran. Nock will inbound the basketball. 60-48, Nock in the lead with just under 4 minutes to go. Still way too much time. Frazier to McKee, drops it to Scheit in the backcourt. Now Jake works his way out. Across the middle to McKee. McKee is manhandled. Absolutely manhandled, and no official. The official looked right at it. The ball goes out of bounds, and the Rams get it back. Unbelievable they missed that call. Come the Golden Rams, looking to cut into the lead. Cochran with it, swings it around to the right to Cohen. Cohen off to Cochran for three, off the side, rebound to Schreckengost. Gets it off to Scheit, and the Rams miss another shot with 3:30 to go. Scheit slowly across the timeline. Out to Sanks on the wing, and Julian back across the middle. Gets it off to Scheit, and he waits for company to come. Now Scheit to the foul line. And another foul call. Trying to take the ball away from Scheit. And that's against Cochran, his third. 3:12 to go. Nock burning some clock here. Hasn't been any scoring in like the last 3 minutes. Frazier into Scheit. Scheit goes to the corner, comes back around, and then a foul on Kreis for reaching in. That's the sixth team foul. So Nock now just one foul away from shooting. Frazier to inbound. Into Scheit it goes. Jake across the middle, and there's the reach on Swanger, his first foul, and that'll put Jake Scheit at the line to shoot one-on-one. So here's where the Nock Knights can put the game away. If they can make their foul shots. And we've said so many times, this can be the difference in a game. Scheit at the line. 60-48 Nock, just over 3 minutes to go. Rolls out. The rebound to the Golden Rams. Far side it goes to Myers. He goes baseline. Shut off there. Comes up top to Kreis. Long range three. Off the side, no good. Comes to the side, saved in. And Pajuzic's got it. Gets it ahead to Frazier by himself. Frazier to the basket. Lays it up and in. And a timeout taken by Ron McNabb. 2:45 to go. Knights by 14. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Well, the Knock Knights looking to pull off an upset over the Highlands Golden Rams and take the lead in Section 1. Have a 14-point lead here on the Rams with just a couple of minutes to go. And what has been a typical Knock Highlands barn burner. Highlands without a field goal here in the fourth quarter. A lot of missed shots by the Golden Rams. And again, perhaps you credit that to the Knock defense. 2:45 to go. And again, Knock looking to break the Highlands Golden Rams 15-game home winning streak. And to break a 4-game losing streak to the Rams as well. And this, remember, is just game one. They will play again in a couple of weeks at Knock. Into the game for the Rams is Caleb Bradishak.
Brady, come on!
Here goes Cochran to the basket. His shot is up and no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot. Hard hit to the floor by Cochran as he went over Bajuzic, or went over Scheit. Jake just picked up his fifth foul. So Jake fouls out with 2:39 to go. And that will put Cochran at the line to shoot two. And that's really the only points the Rams have had in this quarter have been Luke Cochran from the foul line. So Jake Scheit fouls out in a tough game. Boy, physical game. Jake took a beating out there. He'll go out with 5 points. And Cochran at the foul line, 2:39 to go. Shooting two, gets the first. His fifth trip to the foul line in this game. And that cuts the lead to 13. Second shot on its way, and that one also goes in. And Knock will bring the ball down the floor. Schreckengost with it. Schreckengost is hounded, but no foul. Here's feed across the middle to Bajuzic, and Cochran comes around the front of him and picks up his fourth foul, and that'll put Adam Bajuzic at the line to shoot one-on-one. So Knox had an opportunity already and missed one. So we're going to call that 2 points. 2.5 minutes to go. Knights by 12. Bajuzic at the line. Shooting one-on-one. Adam shooting 66% from the free throw line, so odds are he's going to make the first one. These are big ones in big games. Bajuzic's shot is up off the back, bounces around, bounces out, rebound to Kreis. Knox missed 2 one-on-ones here in this fourth quarter. Cochran goes in, pushes Schreckengost out of the way with his arm. And then the ball goes out of bounds off of Cochran, who was on Frazier's back. And so Knox now with 2:21 to go gets the ball back. And Frazier to inbound. Gets it into Ryan Lang. Lang with the ball. Comes across to Frazier, and Lang is fouled. That's not the guy you want to foul. So Ryan Lang will go to the foul line to shoot one-on-one. That's the ninth team foul against the Golden Rams. That's on Kreis, and that's his fourth. So Highlands now with both Christ and Cochran with four fouls. So Ryan Lang now with a chance to add to the lead with 2:17 to go. And the freshman gets the first one. This kid's got ice water in his veins. He hit two shots to win the JV game at the end from the foul line. And now puts the Knights up 13 with 2:17 to go. And Lang's second one bounces in. Knights up by 14. Quickly down the floor. Myers to the foul line. His shot is up and in. His second basket of the game. Frazier gets it into Bajuzic, and Bajuzic fouled immediately by Pacey, and that's Pacey's fourth foul with 2:06 to go. And so now Bajuzic will get another chance at the line, but he'll shoot two as we're in the double bonus. Well, a chance for Nock to ice this game from the foul line here. And Bajuzic misses the first one. Highlands has not been able to really take advantage of it. Bajuzic's second one is up and good. So they got one of two. And the Knights up by 13. Clock down to 2 minutes to go. Outside it comes. Three-pointer on its way off the back. No good. Rebound McKee in the corner. Gets it off to Lang. And Lang fouled immediately by Swanger. And Ryan Lang back at the line. And like I say, that is not the Knock Knight you want to foul. 65-52, Knock, 1:52 to go. And Ryan Lang at the line. Lang dribbles three times, shoots, misses off the front. But it's a two-shot foul. Knights up, looking to go up 14 here. 1:52 to go. And Lang makes the second one. Timeout taken. Short timeout for the Knock Knights, who lead 66-52 with 1:52 to go. And Knock has maintained this 10-point lead for most of the game. So I'm feeling a little more comfortable about it, but again, we're at Highlands, and things happen here that just don't happen anywhere else. 66-52, Knights in the lead. Scott Frazier, a career-high 33 points thus far. And that equals the 33 that Julian Sanks had last year. So another basket by Frazier will put him in some rarefied air. 33, the next mark would be 37 that Rob Briggs had back in 2008. Would be the next milestone in terms of the last time it happened. What's the last time anybody had 33? Julian did it last year. Come the Rams, minute 50, clock turning. 66-52 Knock. Pacey in the corner. Cochran's going to shoot a three. Off the side, doesn't go. Bajuzic with the rebound, drops it off for Lang. And Lang fouled again by Pacey, and Pacey will foul out with a minute 40 to go. And so at the line to shoot two again, Ryan Lang. And this is where you need to make the foul shots. But a great effort tonight by the Knock Knights defensively. Brady McKee has probably played his best game, although he only has 6 points. But he just was a dominant force underneath. Frazier, obviously, one of his best games. But then again, we say that every week about Scott. Interesting to look at he and Johnny Christ now as they wait for the foul shot together. Two of them having a conversation, smiles on their faces. Both extremely good athletes and great competitors. And now Ryan Lang to shoot two. Minute 40 to go. Added to the Knock lead. Gets the first one, nothing but net. 67-52. The Knock Knights looking to pull off the upset and take sole possession of first place in the section as Lang makes the second. Cochran coming down the left wing. Goes into the corner to Leary. Leary far corner, three-pointer Swanger, and Swanger drains the three. And Highlands will take the timeout. 68-55, 1:31 to go. And still, too much time. You get Swanger on the floor, you have to guard him. He has hit 4 of 6, I think, in this game. The Knock Knights here in the fourth quarter, 6 of 10 from the free throw line, and that is not good enough. And their average would be 7 for 10. So we'll see again. Frazier, let's see, 16 in the first half, 17 in the second half, for 33. And Julian had 33 last year. And that hasn't happened to have two 30s in a couple of years. 68-55. My guess is that Frazier's not going to get to touch the ball again. They'll inbound it to Lang, and they're going to foul him. 10 fouls, although Highlands... You know, Pacey's fouled out. Johnny Christ and Luke Cochran both with 4 fouls. So it's unlikely that they're not even on the floor right now. So the Rams put guys out there with the sole intention here of stopping the Knights and foul them. Here's Lang, gets it to Frazier, back to Lang. Lang will draw the foul by Carter Leary. And Coach Ryan was sort of standing there a little bit. Coach, just bring the ball up. Don't wait for them to foul you. Ryan Lang back to the line to shoot two. Minute 28 to go. The last 2 minutes here is going to last a half hour. Lang makes another one. 69-55. Knights back up by 14. Lang looking to make it 15 as both Cochran and Price come back on for the Golden Rams. So they come out defensively because they've got 4 fouls, but offensively they hit the floor because they are the leading scorers for this team. And Lang's second one is up, and another one good for Ryan Lang. That's 5 of 7 in this quarter. Here comes Cochran with 1:24. Myers down the lane, lays it up, leaves it short, rebound to McKee, ahead to Lang, and then Lang is run over by Myers, and back to the line goes Ryan. If this is getting old, folks, we still have a minute 17 to go doing this. We're liable to shoot 53 foul shots here in the fourth quarter. Ryan Lang to shoot 2 more. And he gets that one. So Knock just adding to their lead here, 71-55, and basically have put the game out of reach. Lang's second one is up and good. And the Knights, this will be their signature win for the season for sure. And perhaps in Coach Ron McNabb's career, they'll point to this one as a big one. Swanger with the basketball. We're turning down to a minute. From the corner, ball shot blocked by Schreckengoss. But Myers gets his own rebound and puts it up and in. Schreckengoss gets it into Bajuzic. Back to Schreck. Schreck heading down the floor. Drops it off to Lang, and a foul called. And that foul is called on Corey Myers, and he fouls out with 52 seconds to go. And it'll put Schreckengoss at the line to shoot two. Jared with only 2 points in the game, but he was guarding Christ and did a pretty good job of it. And Schreck gets the free throw. He shoots just about 50%. And actually, with that foul shot, we'll make it 50%. And he gets the second one. So Knock here down the stretch. 8-9 in a row from the charity stripe. And they lead 74-57, 52 seconds to go. So Knock will see their section record go to 3-0. Highlands will fall to 2-1. And all of a sudden, the Knock Knights are the team to beat in section one of 4A. Cochran with a three-pointer. It goes off the side. Rebound underneath, and Brady McKee called for a foul. And Carter Leary will go to the line to shoot. And McKee's third, not that it really matters. So in a bit of a surprise, I don't think anybody figured Knock would come in here and beat Highlands like this, but again, Knock getting a lot of free throws down near the end. But Knock has controlled this game pretty much from the get-go. We were back and forth a little bit in the first half, but in the second half, Knock has maintained their lead. And the second one by Leary is good. Lang working down the floor, and the Rams sort of backing off here, not fouling, with 30 seconds to go. Knock will just hold the ball here, and this one will come to a close. As Scott Frazier leads the Knock Knights here tonight to a victory over the Highlands Golden Rams. And Knock just dribbling the ball with 10 seconds to go. Clock turning down, and it'll be a final. The Knock Knights with a big win over the Highlands Golden Rams, 74-59. Your Knock Knights are the Section 1 leaders with a 3-0 mark. Final Knock, 74. Highlands, 59. We'll be back to recap right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock.